T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to the Morning News with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee. And it's time to check in with one of our regulars. I've actually known him a little bit. I'll say a little bit before I got to WCCO, but now I talk to him often now that I'm at WCCO, and that will be Blois Olsen from The Morning Take. Please check out his information on The Morning Take because he's got some really, really great stuff. Blois, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend.
Hey, great to talk to you Monday morning here, Henry. Hope you got some sleep. I know we texted late last night, so we're both on about the same sleep schedule, so hopefully we can both catch up a little later.
Hey, we keep I keep late hours. I think that you do a little bit too. So I was able to get maybe about an hour, but you know, Jimmy, he told me you're not going to get too much sleep when you're filling in for Dave Lee. But it's all fine and dandy here on this this wonderful Monday morning. All right, let's dive right into it. It's going to be quite the week ahead in the legislature, isn't it?
It is. I think it's just the growing tension. It was going to be a tense legislative session anyways because of the budget, many of the other issues that were out there. But tensions have started to increase, obviously, over the last couple of weeks. A couple main issues. One is urgency around public safety reform. You know, members of the legislature have said that it should come before the budget. Then secondly, the use of the National Guard and Operation Safety Net has applied a lot of pressure to Governor Walz from inside his own party. And then, of course, the budget. That's going to be huge. Technically, they're supposed to finish by May 17th, but they really have to finish by June 30th. And it just seems they're just not moving at the same pace. And they're not coming to any early signs of agreement on any of these issues.
Yeah. You know, and you brought up Governor Walz, and there's some controversy there, and maybe you can dive a little bit more into that, but regarding the National Guard and just the overall the security of the trial. A lot of people – look, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of conversation over the course of the last 2-3 days, and specifically, you know, it's been ratcheted up with, unfortunately, the Dante Wright situation in Brooklyn Center. But, you know, you had journalists that felt like they were under siege and under attack last Thursday and Friday. So just kind of talk about what Governor Walz is facing right now.
Yeah, not a lot has gone right from the perspective of the way in which I think the governor would have liked Operation Safety Net to go. First and foremost was the idea that unions on Thursday and Friday got into kind of an internal battle on the way in which National Guard members were treated. Then media pushed back very hard over the weekend against the way journalists were being treated during Operation Safety Net. And so the governor's been in response mode. And then now within his party last night, the Stonewall Caucus, which represents GLBT members of the DFL, and the Minnesota Young DFL, which is youth kind of up to 30 years old, they both voted a no-confidence vote in Governor Walz. Now, he was not the endorsed candidate from the DFL. He's always been more moderate than the party. But these are early signs a year before his reelection is in full swing that he's going to have some issues within his party, and it's leading many of us to speculate that he may even have a challenger from within the DFL.
Wow, that's interesting. We're talking to Blois Olsen for the Morning Take here on News Talk 830 WCCO on the Morning News with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee. So, you know, there's so many things that I feel like we're dealing with in this particular moment, right? Everything seems so heavy because we are dealing with a lot of stuff. And, you know, I think it's one thing that we can look and we can see things kind of shaking out politically. But how do you think that, or you know, just because I know that you track not only things local but things national, how do you think that people are looking at the state of Minnesota from a national perspective? Because we happen to be right in the middle of being the center of attention with everything going on, first with the Derek Chauvin trial and now with the Dante Wright situation.
I mean, I think all eyes are on Minnesota. They were going to be on Minnesota because of the Chauvin trial, but I think people nationally are digging a little deeper. In fact, the New York Times yesterday had a series of editorials entitled Minnesota America, just from local writers and authors about kind of looking internally. Where are our issues of race? Where are our issues of social? Where is the fabric of Minnesota torn? Why is this state that is most livable and so great? And we talk about all these rankings that we get so so different or so wrong, or why are these issues happening here? And I think these are the issues that you and I and many people are looking at internally. I mean, we have looked for years, we have talked for years, but you just keep going deeper and deeper into this. And I think that's what national journalists are doing. I think that's what the out of this will come. And I think there'll no doubt be a trial for Officer Kim Potter, which will then, you know, allow us to dig deeper and have these discussions more and more, which hurt. They're painful. They're stressful. But they have to happen if we're going to, you know, make any progress.
Yeah, I'm with you, Blois, because I know that back in my college days, one of the things when I was at Morehouse is that, you know, with so many of us Minnesotans on campus, it was the largest class of high school seniors that went to Morehouse. In my particular freshman class, it was seven of us. And we were like some of the cool guys because people were like, well, we didn't know that, you know, there were black people in Minnesota. And we just think of Kirby Puckett and Prince, right? So we were kind of cool. And so back in those days, but nowadays, I would say that over the course of the last week, I've had so many people, you know, friends from years ago and friends that live in other states that would reach out to me and they said, what the heck is going on up there? What's in the water in Minnesota? Which those are the type of things I don't like to have to address and have to deal with because right now we're just kind of in a tough spot.
We are, and I think I've had those conversations with friends who came to Minnesota as well. And so I think that's why we can't just think that this is going to stop. We have to continue to have these conversations, have these reflections as individuals, as groups, as friends, because I think that's really where the progress is going to be made.
Yep. Hey, Blois, you got so much great information. Let the listening audience know where they can find the Morning Take.
Yeah, they just sign up at fluence-newsletters.com. You can sign up for Morning Take or any of our newsletters there that come out throughout the day.
Always a pleasure to chat with you, Blois. Have a great and awesome Monday.
You too, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Blois Olson with the Morning Take. Great information on the local political news. Now it's time for business news from Bloomberg.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.